him no matter where it's at. Amen. Thank God for it. Brother Jeff Shook, I appreciate this, brother. Brother, you come on this morning. He's a friend of mine, and we have good fellowship, and I appreciate him. Thank God he's a preacher. Amen. And I appreciate him being with us. He's going to preach this morning to us. Let me hook him up here.
Yes,
it's on.
Father, we do love you. We thank you for the privilege to pray. We come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to open our hearts. Help us, Lord, to be receptive of the Word of God. Lord, not to be hearers only, but to be doers. We pray, Lord, that you move, manifest yourself to us. We pray, God, you'll do a work that only you can do. We trust you'll do. That you'd open eyes that men may see. And open ears that men may hear. And it open hearts that men may believe.
Yes.
And we'll ask you for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 1, the Word of God. Galatians chapter 1. After, how long I got?
Amen.
After about 20 years of preaching on the street, out in the open, different places, different festivals, street parties, beer festivals, concerts, stoplights, after hearing all the comments, being asked a lot of questions, the majority of this is from those of a religious affiliation, I'm afraid that the Jesus of Scripture is not being widely preached.
That's right.
I'm afraid another Jesus has come on the scene. It just didn't happen 20 years ago. It's been going on for a long time. And I was coming up the road, coming here this morning. Matter of fact, I seen it Friday as I was going to paint a house. And there's a place on 150 called Berea Baptist Church, right before you get to the four lane there in Mooresville. And this is what the sign said. Catch the Jesus virus and let it be contagious. So they brought Christ all the way down to nothing more than a virus that needs to be contagious. That's the Jesus of the world.
That's
a blasphemous statement.
Right.
He is not the virus.
Amen.
He is King of kings.
Yeah.
And Lord of lords.
Amen.
That's who he is.
That's
what he's always been. And that's what he'll always be.
Amen.
But to see that on a sign, I'll be honest, it didn't more than just make me sad, it made me mad.
Right.
It infuriated me.
Yes, brother.
To the point I want to call and have a little talk with the pastor, but I always get myself in trouble when I do things like that. So I don't know if I will or not, but we might. But I'm afraid that the Jesus of Scripture is not being preached. And I'm really not much for podcasts. I've heard of podcasts. And everybody to their own, whatever you think you may need to do, whatever. But I come across one, and this is the title of the little show or whatever you want to call it. Do you have a desire for deep Bible preaching? And so basically they were just talking about how you need to go listen to this person and listen to this person and listen to this person. They'll give you something deep. I was preaching on the street a couple Sunday afternoons ago at Hickory. And there were some signs out there advertising a new church that they was planning there. And Victory Baptist Church, I believe is the name of it. And as I was preaching, I noticed in my peripheral vision, a man had come up, he's picking the signs up where I was standing at, and he handed me I guess an invitation, a door hanger. This was the number one thing was, do you have a desire for deep Bible preaching? So it really intrigued me. I kind of think about it. What are you talking about, deep Bible preaching? And I think what they're trying to say is they're trying to give a new twist, a new turn, some typology that don't make you a lick of sense. Numerology is a big thing in our day. You know, this number means this, and this number means that, and that number means this. Listen, the Word of God is not a tarot deck, a tarot card deck where you flip them over, add the numbers up, and figure out what's what. Okay, God said what He meant what He said. You don't have to be a mathematician to figure it out. Amen, that's right. So what do you mean by deep Bible preaching? Listen, brother, you ain't been preaching that long, have you? Just a few years. You're not going any deeper than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's as deep as I want to go, amen.
Amen.
How deep is He? His ways are past finding out. His riches are unsearchable.
Amen.
How deep you want to go? You get in Him, you're going real deep.
Amen.
Thank God, my friend, He's a well of living water that springs up in the everlasting life. That's Him. Thank God, that's the Jesus of Scripture. Amen. That's the preaching I desire.
Yes, sir.
Thank God, appreciate the Scriptures, my brother. Keep preaching them strong and heavy when it's needed. I'm telling you one thing. I tell you, hey, thank God if we can uplift Jesus Christ. Oh, man, if the world can only see Him, it'll make all the world of a difference.
Amen.
Oh, my. Galatians chapter 1.
Yes.
Verse 1, Paul, an apostle, listen now, not of men, neither by man. Everything you are, child of God in Christ, is neither by men nor by man. Oh, but Paul said, but by Jesus Christ. Amen. That's where it's at. God the Father, who raised Him from the dead. All the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father. And from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins. Amen.
Amen.
That He, Christ, might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of man.
No.
Absolutely not. But according to the will of God. And our Father.
Yes.
If it was not the will of man, you and I have room to glory.
Right.
Within ourselves.
Right.
It's not by the will of man.
Free.
It's by the will of God.
Yes.
To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God, if you saved yourself, you can go ahead and stand up and boast about it. And if not, thank God all glory belongs to Him. You better believe it. Now, you may not agree with what I'm going to say today, but don't throw me out. Just hear it out. And then you go search the Scriptures. Amen. You see, truth ain't taught by man. I can preach truth to you. But the only way you're ever going to know it is if God reveals it to you. Amen, that's right. I marvel, Paul said, that you are so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you,
than that which we have preached unto you. Well, it's pretty strong right here.
That's right.
Let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians 11, verse 1, the word of God said, would to God you would bear with me a little in my folly, indeed bear with me. For I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, if ye have received another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Another gospel is preaching another Jesus.
Right.
The Jesus of the world is empty. But the Jesus of Scripture is full of grace and truth. The Jesus of the world leaves men thirsty. But the Jesus of Scripture says, whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. I can testify as they sung, I am satisfied in Christ.
Amen.
Oh yeah. Jesus of the world has no power. But the Jesus of Scripture says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. What's his power? Let Christ do, John 17, verse number 2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Amen.
That's a verse most people don't like to swallow. Who does God give power to Christ to give eternal life to? As many as God's given to Christ. Oh man, at Noah's end 29 years ago, I've been looking back on it, friend. I thought I was doing something on my own, brother. But looking back on it, thank God, it was him every step of the way.
Amen.
Oh yeah. It's all in Christ, friend. Are you listening to me? There's nothing you can do that I ever merit God's favor if you listen to me. I ain't never done this. I ain't never done that. I don't mean a dime to God. I was raised in a godly home, my brother. I never drunk a beer. I never smoked a cigarette, never dipped, never chewed. I ain't never done any of those things. I ain't never snuck out of my mom and daddy's window and went to a wild school party somewhere. I didn't mean a dime to God. You think that pleased him? No.
Right.
Let me tell you who pleases God. Christ.
Right.
He's the only one that pleased the Father.
Yeah.
He's the only one that's been accepted of the Father is Christ. The only reason why I'm accepted by God today is that according to Ephesians 1:6, I'm accepted in the Beloved.
Right. Amen.
Oh, you better believe that's right. Thank God, my friend. Oh, for His mercy and His grace. Oh, thank God I came to where I was.
better believe it. And it got hard to kick against the pricks. Yeah, there was some resisting there for a little bit.
Yeah.
There come a time and a place all that quit.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing, my brother, weapons of war come a crashing down.
Yeah.
Thank God, as long as you got the sword and drawn, buddy, you ain't getting saved.
Right.
But the weapons came down. And I didn't open my heart to the Lord. He opened it. Now, if I'm reading the Scriptures right, Lydia didn't open her heart to God.
That's right.
I believe the Word of God said that the heart, Lydia's heart, the Lord opened.
That's right.
I didn't get mad when He opened mine.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't say, no, I don't want none of that. Go away. I didn't say that. Oh, no, friend. When God opened the heart, I said, welcome home, Lord.
Amen.
All the war, all the battle, all the raging stopped.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Amen. God help us. It don't make me stick my chest up in pride, neither. If it does, you don't know the God of Scripture.
Amen.
I tell you what it did do. It got me saying like the psalmist said, who am I?
That's right.
That thou would even think of home.
That's right.
Are you listening? Oh, who am I that could even abuse somebody like me?
Amen.
Well, I was preaching out there on the street not long, several years ago now at the Hickory Hops, a big beer festival, and some man, as a young man, he said, hey! He said, make me believe! I said, I can't.
Right.
Make me have faith! I said, I can't. That faith don't come by man.
Amen.
Right.
That faith comes by the only one that had it.
Amen, brother.
And that was Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Now listen now, people going around telling people to put your faith in Christ and be saved. You ain't got any to put in Him.
Amen.
You say, I don't believe that. Galatians 2:16, Paul said twice, we are saved. We are justified by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing that? Ephesians 2:8-9, you quoted it really good. I love that verse. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that faith is not of yourself. It is the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. The faith that justifies me to die is the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. It's His faith I'm entrusted in.
Amen.
You better believe it. Well, the Jesus of the world will put you in the path of God's eternal wrath. But the Jesus of Scripture has made peace through the blood of His cross. Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I've made statements. I made a statement like this. I've heard the statement made. It should have been me hanging on the cross that day suffering for my sin. Even if I did, I'd have still went to hell.
That's right.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
They could have put me on that cross the same as they did Christ. I could have hung on that tree. My friends shed every drop of blood I had. They could have beat me with a cat of nine tails till my back was ripped open like a scroll. They could have beat the crown of thorns on my head. They could have strapped my arms down, nailed my feet, hands,
So how do you know that? Because the thief on the cross did. He was paying for what he did wrong. He still went to hell. But then in return, Christ, Galatians 1 said, was made a curse for us. He became sin. You say they killed God on the cross. You can't kill God. God's a spirit. But the God man died. And Paul makes this beautiful statement in Galatians chapter 2 at the end. I am crucified with Christ. Now, how many times was Christ crucified? Once. The Hebrew writer says he entered into the holy place once. Having obtained eternal redemption once and for all. He was crucified once. So if you're a child of the living God, when do you think you was crucified with Christ? How deep do we want to go with this thing, friend? It's as deep as you want to get. Brother Hyde, I believe what I'm fixing to say is true. I was in Christ as He was hanging on the tree. And I was in Christ way before He hung on the tree. I was in Him from before He ever said, let there be life. So how do you believe that? Where was Eve when God made Adam? Huh? So when God made Adam, He made Eve, didn't He? He just took Eve out of him. This thing ain't about husband and wife, my dear friend. Ephesians 5 talks about how the wives ought to submit themselves to their husbands. How the husband ought to love his wife as Christ loved the church and gave Himself. When you get on down there to the end, Paul said, this is a great mystery. He said, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. He said, for this cause shall a man leave his father. Wait a second. That's what was said back there in Genesis chapter 2, wasn't it? This ain't always been, Brother Teddy, about Christ and His church. He gave His life for His body. He gave His life for His body. And I just have to believe I was in Him.
That's right, yes.
I didn't know that then. But it come to pass in my time. Are you listening? Thank God. John 6:44 says, no man can come unto me except the Father, which has sent me to what? Draw him. And I will raise him up. It sounded to me like he came.
Come on.
That's right.
You say, how far, how long did He search for me? Luke 15 said He searched until He found me. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't stop short. Thank God He went all the way.
Thank you, Jesus.
He didn't stop short, my brother. At 16, He found you.
Yes, sir.
How deep did He go? As deep as it took. How far did He go? As far as it took. How long did He search? As long as it took.
That's right, man. Hallelujah. All right, come on. Amen.
I don't see Mephibosheth fighting David when David come through the servant of Ziba. You? Huh? You know what the Word of God said? Ziba comes out, I come from the mouth of David. And the Word of God said, I believe it's 2 Samuel 9?
Yeah.
He said, and He fetched him.
That's right.
You know what that word fetch means? It means to draw.
Right.
I see Mephibosheth coming, don't you? Jesus stopped by that sycamore tree that day and seen a man up there in the top of it, old Zacchaeus. He didn't say, would you like to come down today?
No, he didn't.
It'd be a good idea if you made me your choice. Come down! For salvation has come to you and to your house today. You say, what about man's free will? You ain't got one. Your will was bound. Bound by sin. You were servant to sin. That's all you could have ever done. If you was free, it'd be no need for Christ to make you free. I was bound to sin. That's all I'd ever done. But if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I don't have to serve sin no more, you see. Amen. I don't have to go that direction. I've been made free to live not according to me, but live unto God.
Amen.
Amen. That's the Jesus of Scripture. See, the Jesus of the world can't save nobody.
That's right.
But the Jesus of the Scripture can save all that will believe.
Amen.
I was preaching here in Salisbury a few years ago at the Gay Pride. Me and my brother. A lot of young folk, bro. I didn't realize this. Is this a college town or something?
Yeah.
I think 6% of people we dealt with was 18, 19, 20 years old at a Gay Pride. And I talked to a man, he's in his mid-40s. And he said he went to a Baptist church in the town of Salisbury. And he told me, he said, I don't believe in God. I said, well, who's God to you? He said, well, the universe is God. Everything's God. I said, well, I said, tell me your story. He said, when I was 10, he said, I was just such, but I can't remember the name of it. And the pastor gave an invitation. And he said, if you just come down and ask the Lord to save you, He'll change your life. He said, I did exactly what that man told me to do. Are you listening to me? He said, I was 10 years old and I went down there and I had men around me and I did everything they told me to do. And now, 35 years later, at that time, he said, there is no God. Why is that? Because whoever it was gave him another Jesus.
That's right.
A Jesus of the world says, choose me. But the Jesus of Scripture says, you've not chosen me. But I've chosen you. I've laid in my bed at night time. I've looked up in that ceiling. I said, Lord, would I have ever chosen you had you not chosen me? And I come to the conclusion, I'd have never chosen him.
You're right.
You say, how do you know that? Because Adam didn't.
You're right.
I'd have done the same thing Adam did, and so would you.
Yeah.
We all went according to our own way. Lord, if he'd have left me to be, I'd have went to hell. I'd have never chosen him. We shout on what John said. Hey, it's not that we loved him, but it's that he first loved us, and we'll shout on it. But nobody likes what he said in John 15. Jesus said, you ain't chosen me. He said, but I chose you.
Yeah.
Oh, and if I don't humble you down, I don't know what else will. Jesus of the world don't need to be feared. He just live and let live. Do as you please. But the Jesus of Scripture says, fear Him. After He is killed, hath power to cast into hell. Fear ye Him.
He done.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
We're going around telling everybody we've preached the love of God so much. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you to the point to where they don't need to fear a God that loves all the time. Are you listening? Does God love? You better believe He does. God is love. But listen, I've heard people on the street tell me, hey, if God loves me, why is He going to put me in hell? I ask God to forgive me every time I go to bed. I'm not a thief. I've not killed anybody. I've not done all that bad. You're right. You ain't done all that bad. You've done a whole lot worse than that. I'm telling you one thing. The Jesus of Scripture needs to be feared. I remember growing up, I'd hear stories like this. 60 years ago, old drunkard walked past the house of God, take his hat off in reverence to God's house. And people shout and carry on, you know. And that old drunkard still went to hell with his hat down by his side because he bowed his, took his hat off to a building.
That's right.
Instead of bowing his heart down to the living Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You better believe that's right. Oh, there's another Jesus that's been preached, but the Jesus of Scripture, all my, all power is in His hand. You say, ah, it sounds like the way you preach, we just go live in sin. If that's what you think, thank God. I'm going to say what Paul said in Galatians 2, God forbid.
Right.
He said, while we seek to be justified by the faith of Christ, we could, you know, we go off and do sin and keep sinning. Oh, no. If that's your idea of thing, you don't know the God of Scripture, friend. I'm going to tell you one thing, Brother Hyde knows me. We try to live clean. We try to dress right and do right. I'm going to tell you one thing, that don't save nobody. If you're trusting in that, you're going to fall miserably short.
Amen.
I don't do things because I can be saved.
Amen.
I'm on His holiness.
Yes, sir.
I'm going in His righteousness.
Yes.
It's Him every step of the way.
Yeah.
It's the Jesus of Scripture, you see.
Right.
The Jesus of the world says, peace, peace. When there is no peace. But the Jesus of Scripture says when He shall be revealed from heaven. In flaming fire. Taking vengeance on them. That know not God. And that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh. We're making a fuss out of this. We're making a fuss out of that. We're making a fuss out of everything else. Listen, my friend. All the men would see the Jesus of Scripture.
Yeah.
Well, we had another family to leave. He got to preaching about standards and convictions, and I'm all for them. If that's all you suffer for, you ain't got a whole lot.
Amen.
You'll find very few suffering preaching Jesus these days.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because they're preaching the Jesus of the world.
Right.
When you preach the Jesus of Scripture, friend,
yeah.
The rubber meets the road.
Amen. That's right.
The one that'll tell you, hey, pray all you want to. Salvation ain't in a prayer.
Amen. Right.
That's it. Have you ABCs of Christianity? 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. If ABC of Christians, what you want to be. But the Jesus of Scripture says, hey, salvation's in me. I believe that Old Testament high priest, when he walked into the holies of holies,
yes,
once a year,
yes.
I believe I'm right on this. You correct me if I'm wrong, but 6 names of the tribes of Israel on one shoulder,
yes, sir.
And 6 was on the other.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
He was taking them in.
Right.
Where do you think I was took?
If you're a child of God, what do you think you mistook that day when Christ walked into the holy place once, having obtained eternal redemption? Oh, glory! How I was there in Him! Oh, yes, that's right. What is it, Hebrews 7? He ever liveth to make it finish. And we're going to read it. Thank God, I want to get it right. You help me if I'm wrong on this. Hebrews 7:25, I believe it is. I believe it's right. Hebrews 7:25, we're talking about the Jesus Scripture that nobody likes. Wherefore, He, Christ, is able also to save them, to the othermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for who? Them. Who's the them? Who's the them? It's them He's making intercession for.
Amen.
It's the redeemed of the Lord, you see. He's making intercession for them. For them. I had a man say one time, he said, God's a praying for all your loved ones. He's praying for the whole world to be saved. And he kind of caught me off guard a little bit. Don't take what I'm fixing to say wrong. Hey, you chew on it a little bit, okay? He's a praying for all the world to be saved. And see, that's the Jesus of the world, you see. The Jesus of Scripture side made intercession for them. Okay? Jesus said in John 17, I pray not for the world, but for them that has given me.
Amen.
Okay, don't try to change it around. Just, hey, be like Paul said, as it is written, therefore I believe.
Amen.
Yep, that's right.
Okay? I'm telling you how precious you were to God.
Amen.
Are you listening to me today?
That's right.
The man said he's praying for everybody to be saved. And it bothered me to the point to where a few weeks later I said to brother, I said, I got to ask you something. I said, has Jesus ever prayed to the Father that the Father never heard Him? He said, not one time. I said, that's right. I said, Jesus testified His own self, Father, I know Thou always hears me. And 1 John 5 says this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will,
right,
He heareth us. And if we know that He hears, we have the petitions we desired of Him.
Right.
I said, now if He's praying for every lost sinner to be saved, how come they're not being saved?
Yeah.
It's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All. Who's the all in 2 Peter 3? Have you ever stopped and read the Scripture and kind of quit worrying about how you was called up and brought it to believe? Listen to me.
Right.
Read it for what it said.
Amen.
Peter said He's long suffering to us, Lord.
Yep.
Who is Peter writing to? He's writing to the church.
Right.
He's writing to the saints.
Yes, really.
He's writing to the believers. And He's long suffering to us. Not willing that any of you should perish, but every one of you come to repentance. Why? Because John 17, Jesus made that great prayer and said, I've not lost one.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. That's right.
Right.
I've not lost one.
Amen.
Amen.
Not one. Glory to His name. I didn't know it then, but I'm learning as I go. Oh, I'm learning as I go. This thing is all high. I can testify to you today that the Jesus of Scripture is full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Well, thanks be unto God. I lost my place. That's okay. There was a promise given to Abraham and to his seed, Galatians 3 says. Not seeds as of many, but as of one. And that seed wasn't Isaac.
Paul said that seed was Christ.
Amen.
Now, wait a second now. The promise given to Abraham was, hey, you're going to have a many nations. I mean, look at the stars. Now we're talking about one seed. How is that possible? One seed, many stars? Huh? Because what did Christ come to do according to John 17 when he prayed? Hey, make them one as we are one. And I'm one in Christ. And if you're saved today, I'm at one with you. That's how two or three can gather in His name. He says, there I'll be in the midst. He ain't really talking about this right here. Me and Brother Hyde was talking, I guess yesterday, he's talking about praying.
That's right.
Yeah. Grin together. But that promise that was given to Abraham was confirmed way before Abraham came along. You better believe it was, buddy. You say, I don't believe that. Well, Galatians 3 said, and this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Abraham? No. Galatians 3:17 says, in Christ.
Amen.
How else can the Word of God say it was a lamb slain before the foundation
Amen.
Of the world?
Right.
You see, God, everything God did, He already done back there in eternity.
Yes, sir.
Before this thing ever began, He's
yes.
a bringing the past.
Yes, sir.
In our time.
Amen.
You better believe it. The law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul. That should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance of the law, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. He gave what God confirmed in Christ before the foundation of the world. He gave it to Abraham and said, I'm going to bless you and all nations will be blessed because of you. And that blessing is Christ.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank God.
That's the Jesus of Scripture.
Yes, sir.
And I stand redeemed today.
Yes.
Not by works of righteousness which I've done. But according to His mercy,
Amen.
He saved me. Paul said, as I mentioned, I'm done. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But he didn't stop there. He said, I want you to understand, yet not I.
Right.
But Christ liveth in me.
Amen.
You were dead as
Amen.
Dead could be.
Amen.
I asked my older brother 2 days ago, he'd been a paramedic for 30 years, just retired last year, watched a lot of people die. I said, ask you something, buddy. I said, you ever seen a dead man do anything? He said, nope. I said, neither can a dead sinner.
Amen.
It takes the living Lord to quicken him, Ephesians 2:1. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. And I can only live today because Christ liveth in me. He said, the life that I now live, I don't live by my faith, but I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. And if I got to live by it, I had to be saved by it. You see, I had no faith within myself to believe God. It was Him every step of the way. He granted. It was a gift of God. I'd have went to hell had it not been.
That's right.
Father, we love You. We pray, Lord, that You'll help us. Lord, to understand more and more about the Lord Jesus. The living Lord. The resurrected Lord. Lord that gives life. The only one that can give eternal life. That's the record that You gave of Your Son. That record is that eternal life is in Him. I bless Your holy name. Thank You for thinking upon home somewhere like me. Undeserving. Lord, I used to say that I got saved over here at this place. But Lord, you have taught me down through the years that I was saved in Christ. I bless your name. Lord, help us, give us wisdom and knowledge and a revelation of the Lord Jesus.